All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Give you another weather update here. That's brought to us by our friends over at Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit TornadoRoofing.com as currently right now in... still got Minneapolis's weather up there. No need.
Man, you got Aunt Everett on your mind.
Man, I don't not have them on my mind. 86 degrees and cloudy. Sunny conditions coming around 2. Wind gusts up to 16 miles per hour. But looks like it's going to be a pretty nice week ahead. Maybe a little rain on Saturday around these parts. You know how it is in South Florida. But the weather cooling down a little bit. A little bit. But still pretty hot. And the humidity's coming back.
Yep. That's the kicker right there. The humidity.
Yeah. Humidity right now is 70% in South Florida. So not as roasty toasty as it was. The headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Marlins, Braves, that series continues today at 6:40 p.m. Jansen Junk on the hill for Miami as the Marlins lost 8-4 yesterday. Thanks to old Stone Hands over there. It wasn't even Stone Hands. He was just sitting there. I caught it. Oh, man, who do I throw it to? And I probably am lashing out because it was a tough play for Christopher Morel, but he earned it.
If that was his only mistake.
If it was his only one. But it just like, just bad stuff follows you, man. You're like a baseball rain cloud. Indoors, of all places. Tonight, game 2 as the Thunder hosts the Spurs. 8:30 is your tip-off on NBC. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. The Western Conference Final on the ice begins tonight between the Avalanche and Golden Knights at 8 o'clock. Brian Flores, he has served a subpoena for 25 other NFL teams in his lawsuit against the league. 25 subpoenas for 25 teams, served more than 100 discovery requests to get league-wide hiring records and communications related to discrimination claims.
You know what that is. You get enough people involved, then they'll suggest you settle.
Yeah, I would think so. Although I would have figured they would have tried to settle with him already.
Nope. This is all part. So you just keep going until the number is what you like.
Brian Flores is out here with a lawsuit, but still just shutting down everybody as the defensive coordinator of the Vikings.
That's the crazy part.
He's very good at his job.
I mean, that never stopped people before from firing you and saying don't hire him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's really weird that he works for the Minnesota Vikings as defensive coordinator, so he's making good money.
Here's the story from ESPN. The NFL, the Broncos, the Giants, and Texans are the defendants currently contesting Flores' claim that argued in response to requests are punishingly overboard, but Flores' attorneys say the information is necessary to prove the systemic discrimination in hiring practices across the league. Judge Valerie E. Caproni approved the briefing schedule that would have Flores file a third amended complaint Wednesday, motions to dismiss on June 5th, and briefs in late July and August. The next few months will center around whether Flores' claims are strong enough to proceed, and if the case survives, it could lead to a discovery of NFL hiring practices across the league. Flores, the former Dolphins head coach and current Minnesota defensive coordinator, has been in a legal battle with the NFL for over 4 years. In February 2022, he sued the league and three teams, the Dolphins, Broncos, and Giants, for being, quote, rife with racism in their hiring and promotion of black coaches. Among his allegations, that the Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered him $100,000 per loss in 2019 to help the team's draft position, and that the Giants and Broncos conducted sham in-person interviews to help them comply with the Rooney Rule. He was fired on January 10, 2022, despite leading the Dolphins to their first back-to-back winning season since 2003. So, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if it rolls on, but it hasn't been stopped yet.
The only argument that I would have for him is that How do you get fired and you've done something that hasn't been done in 20 years?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what
of course.
Are the underlying factors? Now, that being said, now all those other factors are going to get presented. Because, I mean, and I don't even think you need a reason to fire somebody in Florida. So, I don't know. It's a crazy thing. It's even crazier that he's still working. That would be the equivalent if what's his name that got fired from the Raiders?
Gruden. Yeah.
If he all of a sudden got another job.
Well, he's been trying, you know.
But again, you see what I'm saying?
There was a rumor he was coming here.
There was. No, there was. Well, I guess this would be the only thing from the Dolphins' perspective, because the Dolphins already got hit with a tampering. And they lost a first-round pick over tampering with this whole thing. I think that was more Tom Brady than the coaching thing, but there was rumors that they had, you know, pursued Sean Payton to be their coach, and they ended up getting busted, and then they went the Mike McDaniel route. But it was thought that the Dolphins were going to go after Sean Payton and bring Tom Brady in, and that was going to be their little dream team post-Flores, and it blew up in their face. I would wonder, if this does go to discovery, and it actually is proven, I don't know how they're going to prove it, but if it is proven somehow that Brian Flores was offered money for losses, is there any chance the Dolphins can get taken away from Stephen Ross? Like, that's the only thing I would see as like a if you could actually prove that the owner, you know, and he may, maybe by the time this is, he may pass it on to his daughter anyway, but is there any way that, if we actually found out that Stephen Ross did offer bonuses for losses, is that grounds for the team getting forcibly sold from him? I wonder.
No.
I don't know.
Because it's more of a procedural thing and not like a racist thing. You understand what
I'm saying?
Well,
I'm not even talking about the race element.
No, but I'm saying, like, procedural stuff you can get fined for. The stuff that people have lost their teams over were not about procedural things. It was about racism and stuff like that and how you treat your players and your organization.
Right.
Right? So as long as that's not a factor in it,
well,
they could get fined some more, but I don't think he could lose the team just based on procedural,
yeah,
and how you do stuff.
Well, this is what, you know, the thing for Flores would be like, hey, because I remember when they fired, the day they fired him, we were on the air when that happened. I remember they threw the record in the statement that he had a losing record, and that was after he had back-to-back winning seasons. I was like, damn, that's pretty dirty to put that in
that's dirty, right.
To put that in the statement when you wanted him to lose the first season. And you were offering money for him to lose games, and then you throw the record in his face. Like that's a rough go of it for the Finns. So, but I'm wondering, you know, with this whole thing, because it's certainly the practices of hiring black coaches is not where it probably should be for the NFL. But if it was thrown out there that Stephen Ross not only was tampering but was actively paying for tanking, is he in a tough spot because of that? I don't know.
Well, because he never did it, he only suggested it.
Yeah, I guess that's true, right? Unless he accepts it, you're only in the hot water. But even if he offered it, is that one of those? I don't know. It's an interesting one. I wonder if like, does he if he has to testify, he'd be like, "So did you offer?"
I mean, it would be pretty hard to prove, right?
I would think so. I mean, unless Brian Flores has receipts on it, I don't know. You know, I would imagine that's hard.
And if he had receipts, then he knew what was coming.
Right? If he had receipts on it, why would he know? You mean getting fired?
If he had receipts on them asking him to do that, then he must have knew what was coming.
What in what regards?
Getting fired because you wouldn't
Games. Yeah, but remember that would have been the first year of his career, and then he would have had two winning seasons. So I don't think you're gonna think you're gonna get fired over that. And I know there's other stuff. Like for everybody's like, I know Brian Flores, you know, mean to Tua, didn't have a good relationship with the GM, didn't have a good relationship with his coaching staff by
toughen
the end.
Up.
We get that. I mean, I know that that was all part of it too. I'm not saying he was perfect at his job, but by record the last 2 years, I didn't think that he deserved to get fired.
Here's the deal. I think in life we need to get over our feelings. If somebody's doing their job, right, and doing it to the level of success, regardless of what his personality is, then you deal with it. We know a whole bunch of jackasses that have good jobs because they do their job well. It's simple as that. Now, if there were other things that started rubbing you the wrong way, and then that's kind of just adding to the fire. And what happens is if you're going to be that person, and Brian Flores, from what we hear, was that person, then you need to be winning more, right? Like, Bill Belichick could be a jackass to the media and to everybody involved because he was winning Super Bowls.
True.
When he wasn't, then it wasn't as funny.
Yeah, it wore off.
Just like when I was in Cleveland, he was the same way. We weren't winning like he did in New England. So it rubbed people the wrong way. That's how life works.
Well, we'll take a break. More to come. We got those tickets to give away before the end of this hour. We're back after this.